I have some lesbian friends in Everett, apparently, that would like to see naked pictures of me. And the answer, Lana, is no.
Come on.
No.
Cough them up. Make a couple of lesbians happy.
You're adoring lesbians in Everett.
Oh, that's nice.
That's sweet.
Really? What's that, Nick?
I could send them a picture of me if they wanted.
Well, no, that isn't going to work out.
Well, let me know, ladies.
Could turn them around.
It could. You know what? Yeah.
You'd probably flip them. How many times have we tried that? Hey, listen.
I knock you so far into lesbian land.
Do you know that 52% of Americans have posed naked for nasty pictures for friends? Mm-hmm. 52%.
Yeah, everybody
and
wants to.
And I know
to.
You have, because I've seen yours.
No, I haven't.
John Maynard.
I was standing in a wheat field.
Why were you in a wheat field butt naked?
I was Nature Boy. It wasn't like a nasty porno thing. It wasn't a Paris Hilton deal.
But you kept it up in your refrigerator for 2 years.
Somebody else put it up.
But you didn't take it. How could you not know
your... It's gone now. That's ancient history.
Okay,
it was Nature Boy.
What do you mean, Nature Boy?
I was communing with nature. I was in a wheat field. That's my roots. And,
so you felt like you had to get naked?
Connected with it. Well, I happened to be naked when the picture was taken.
I'm gone. No.
I saw it, and I was a little uncomfortable because I thought, oh, my God, you know, I don't know if I need to see that. I mean, seeing you in your underpants that one morning in Reno was hard enough on me. But then that.
Yeah, but then that, you don't want to see that. Well, why don't you send your naked pictures to your lesbian friends and then tell everybody what's coming up on the show this morning? How about that for an idea? Huh? Also coming up this morning, you will hear a Robin and Maynard
flashback.
How about that?
How about that?
The Robin and Maynard Show.
Let me tell you, son. Let me tell you, Daddy.
Is that you, Gladys?
That's right.
Yeah, Gladys, what is it?
Mama needs caffeine.
This your baby boy. If I could just get a guitar and sing like a black man, I'd make a lot of money, Mama. Buy you a Cadillac.
Mama don't want a Cadillac, baby boy.
What y'all want now, Mama?
Mama needs caffeine.
Caffeine.
That's
Mama,
right.
That's all Mama wanted was a cup of coffee, and now
that's
I'm dead. Now I'm dead. I can't do a damn thing.
Damn, I need some coffee.
Did you
send Wilbert out?
I strained too hard, Mama. I'm a dead man.
So did Mama, apparently. Look in her eyes. Looks like her eyes are popping out.
Wow.
She must have had a thyroid condition, Gladys Presley.
Could have been.
Where did he get those good looks? Because it, you know, isn't that interesting how people that are oftentimes...
wore makeup. He was all
I don't
made
care.
Up.
He looked good with or without it.
He wore eyeshadow.
It like skips a generation. So Gladys and Vernon get together, and they end up with something that good looking? This doesn't seem right, does it?
I don't know how that works. You're listening to a headline hot stack, chock full of news goodness. All right, would you like to take a glimpse into the future? You, my Madam Fabulina?
Only if it involves you wearing a pimp hat with an Indian Wolverine shirt with glitter on it.
Well, it doesn't. That's the... Oh, it might. That's the husky bet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look forward... Forward to tomorrow's game at Husky Stadium.
Well, hello again, everybody. This is Keith Jackson, ABC Sports. And welcome back here to Montlake in beautiful Seattle, Washington. Where, in dramatic fashion, the worst team in the Pac-10, perhaps the worst team in the country. Oh, let's be frank, they're the worst team of all time. The University of Washington Huskies have just soundly defeated the number one ranked University of Southern California Trojans. Whoa-ho, Nelly, this is one for the ages. As the University of Washington wins 38-21
Keith,
on a sunny afternoon.
Keith, dear, wake up.
What? Huh? Hi, what?
Wake up, honey.
I'm calling a football game. Oh, what?
Whoa-ho, Nelly.
What in the devil's going on? The Huskies just beat the Trojans.
You're having a dilly of a dream there, honey.
Ho-ho, Nelly.
Ho-ho, Nelly. You were twisting and a-turning like a halfback on third and long.
Well, whoa-ho, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
Okay. It's...
Mrs. Jackson. Bravo, Mrs. Jackson.
Lovely. Yeah. And I love a girl that laughs at her own stuff, too. That's good. She likes herself enough to just get a kick out of herself. By God, I like that. Doesn't even know who the hell she's talking about.
Jackson.
She's never
we're
heard of
home,
Keith
honey.
Jackson.
Oh, yeah, home, dear. Well, throw me down.
That was ridiculous.
That was a glimpse into the future.
Right.
But it was only a dream, you see.
What do you know from funny, you bastard?
Hey.
You want to have a pajama party with me this weekend?
You and me?
Yeah.
Can I think about it?
No.
I don't want to offend you. If I decline, you might be offended.
Well, no, it's all football for Gruntner this weekend.
However, if I accept, what am I in for? Will she force herself on me?
Oh, I always
think. All right.
You'll
I've
got
to get some PJs. I don't have pajamas.
Well, neither do I. That'll be the fun part.
All right. There go the... Hey, lesbians, here come your photos.
No, because Gruntner is going to, like, is it 3 football games this weekend? And he's leaving town for one of them. So that means me alone.
Right.
And I will be lonely.
Uh-huh.
And I would like to have a PJ party with you.
Yeah, I see. I'm the designated PJer, is that right?
You bring your 45s. In a little,
my guns?
No. You're
in a little bag of cocaine.
And then the
that
Seahawks.
I got from the village people back in 1988.
Oh, please, leave that home.
Whoa, Nelly.
And then the Seahawks on Sunday, which we're giving away tickets today, aren't we, Riz?
Yeah, we have a 10-pack, and you haven't even promoted that.
I know, because it's not on my stinking sheet.
Well, I
because
don't know,
some
Robin.
Dipstick
you know,
left
you
it
wanted
there.
To work some little word puzzle somebody sent to you. I mean, you could have been promoting. That we're giving away a 10-pack.
You know, why don't you shut up?
Huh?
Because it isn't on my show sheet.
Why don't you state it? You know, if you want me to shut up, why don't you ask me the proper way?
Shut your hole.
No, that ain't it.
Cram it up your cram hole.
There you
All
go.
Right, sit down and shut
yeah.
up.
The Robin and Maynard Show.
Goodbye.